This is Akashwani, the news read by Narang Goyang. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned sine die. With this, the 19th day winter session concluded today. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned sine die, and after that, the Rajya Sabha was also adjourned. In his valedictory address, the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the productivity of the House was around 111%. He said a total of 15 sittings of the House took place. In his valedictory address, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said that the House functioned for around 92 hours and recorded 121% productivity. He said the House held a special discussion on the 158th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram, in which 82 members participated. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said the bills which were passed in the winter session of Parliament will play an important role in improving the lives of crores of people and to make India a developed nation. Briefing media after the conclusion of the winter session in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju termed the winter session of Parliament as very productive for the country. He said this was for the first time that a separate discussion took place on electoral reforms. The minister said several people raised questions about the election process, but after the debate on electoral reforms in both House of Parliament, everything became clear. Mr. Rijiju said those who leveled accusations against the Election Commission and the electoral system were also exposed. President Draupadi Murmu has inaugurated a two-day national conference of chairpersons of the State Public Service Commissions in Hyderabad. Addressing the gathering, the president stressed on the need for public service commissions to give highest priority to honesty and integrity while recruiting civil servants. She stated that the UPSC is one of the most trusted government institutions. The president asked the UPSC and state PSEs to anticipate emerging challenges while preparing themselves, giving maximum importance to credibility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives. The Ministry of Civil Aviation today stated that due to prevailing fog conditions in parts of northern India, airport operations may be impacted. The ministry advised passengers to stay updated through airlines, airports, and official platforms amid fog-related flight disruptions. It also urged travelers to allow additional time for smooth travel. The ministry said it is closely coordinating with India Met Department, and operational decisions are being taken based on real-time weather forecasts. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 60 trains are delayed by up to 5 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station on board them. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar today interacted with the members of the multi-party parliamentary delegation who recently represented India at the UN General Assembly. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded the members for putting across India's stance on the world stage. Dr. S. Jaishankar also listened to their experiences and appreciated their feedback. Senior Indian Information Service IIS officer Babar Mirza passed away late last night in Hyderabad due to heart attack. He was 67 years old. During his distinguished career, Mirza worked in various departments of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, including Akashvani, DD News, the Publications Division, and the Press Information Bureau. The Delhi government will install air purifiers in 10,000 school classrooms in view of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. Briefing the media today, Delhi Minister Ashish Sood said air purifiers will be installed in the first phase as part of the government's continued efforts to improve air quality. He added that the tender process for the project has already been initiated. In men's cricket, the fifth and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. India, led by Surya Kumar Yadav, currently hold a 2-1 lead and will look to seal the series against the Proteas. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.